Hanover Horton's coming off a win on Monday over Dansville, 77-65, the final in that one. Big games out of their big players. Preston Laketa goes for 19 points, 4 boards. Probably has an even bigger night if he stays out of foul trouble. Jay McMiller goes for 18 points, 10 boards, 6 assists. Nice all-around night for him, right about where he averages, really. And then Austin Shepherd shipped in with 11 points.
Well, these are two extremely well-coached basketball teams.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the comparative factor for them.
Great traditions. You know, this game is going to come down to, I think, you know, who makes the most shots, who doesn't turn the ball over, whose bench plays the best, who stays out of foul trouble. This is one of those games. This is an evenly matched basketball game.
You know, you mentioned the benches just now, Matt. Evan Harold, who we saw take a big hit in the last game on Monday, it looks like he might be out. Concussion, so they lose probably their number one guy off the bench. Sometimes he's a starter, so
yes,
that's a big loss for them.
That's a big loss, but Hanover Horton's deep. They got other guys that can step in there and contribute, and I expect that that's what'll happen.
Yeah, a couple names I'm looking for to do just that would be Jared Van Campen. We've seen him put up some big minutes. Gunnar Snyder had a big game, playing a lot of time, filling in for Laketa on Monday night. And then you've got the likes of, there was one other one
Tyler,
I wanted
Tyler
to mention.
Duffin.
That was the guy. That's why you're here, Matt, to remind me of those names that I can't quite get. Yeah, they do have common opponents between the two teams. Dansville, which was Hanover Horton's opponent on Monday. They played Pomona Westphalia twice this year, lost both times. So it doesn't give us a lot of extra.
Yep.
And they played Ann Arbor Ipsy Prep on Monday. A game they won 59-52, but the score wasn't really that close.
I think it was misleading. I think, Guamo got, I think they're up 21 with 3 minutes left, and they couldn't make a free throw.
Yeah.
It really put the game was never in question. So, you look at the score. That was a 15-20 point game. I think when Hanover beat Arbor Prep, it was close to that.
78-60, 18 points. So,
it's one of those... This is an evenly matched team.
The impression I get out of it is that it's two evenly matched teams, and we're in for a treat tonight.
I kidded when I came through. I asked, assistant coach Gary Hall. I said, "What's Jimmy Lehman's mom's middle name?" And he looked at me. I goes, "Man, I've heard about your Hanover Horton scouting reports. These guys know everything about everybody."
They go in depth. Well, the winner tonight will go on to Tecumseh on Tuesday, 7 o'clock, to face the winner of a Detroit Loyola Riverview Gabriel Richard game that's going on tonight as well. We'll try to get scores from that if we can. Our score source trying to come through with that. Of course, Matt's always scouring the web for any of those updates. And then the winner of that Tecumseh game would be up at the Breslin Center for a semifinal matchup. I'd like to see Andrew Horton make it. I know we're trying to stay unbiased, but, the Comets in the last couple of years have treated us to some deep playoff rounds, and I'm looking for another one.
I'm not going to lie, I'm rooting for Hanover tonight. No offense to anybody, I'm rooting for Hanover Horton to win. They're a local team. Have a lot of friends that are on the coaching staff and in that community, and teachers and principals, and a good bunch of people. I hope they win. And I can say if they go through and win the state championship, I can say, one of their two losses was the Concord. Right?
And the other one was the Michigan Center.
Yeah, it was the Michigan Center. So there's some pride,
Sure. Well, we're due for a break here on the pregame for our sponsorship crew. Frosty King joining us from the Hanover Horton community, the Jackson YMCA American Title Company, Penn Chiropractic Center, and more of our great sponsors who've been with us all year. 4 minute break on the pregame. We'll come back and set things up for the tip with your starting lineups and some more information. High school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, online around the world at jacksonespn.com.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live with high school basketball action. Regional final. Another trip to the final here for the Hanover Horton Comets with the Pomona Westphalia Pirates. And just a reminder, noon tomorrow, Matt's the deadline to have your bracket filled out for our bracket competition at JacksonESPN.com. Yours filled in?
It's filled out.
Who's your champ?
Michigan State.
That's who I picked, too. You had to do it. I almost want to change it just to be different than everyone else in the city.
I got kind of an odd Final Four. I got California in the Final Four.
Wow.
I got the Texas A&M Aggies in the Final Four, and I have North Carolina in the Final Four.
Michigan. Well, I hope people are taking notes, because that's... Yeah. That sounds like a money winner right there.
Yeah, it could be.
$1 million on the line. JacksonESPN.com. Matt, why don't we take a look at our starting lineups for tonight? Let's start with Hanover Horton.
Hanover Horton starting Kyle Spink, all senior lineup. Kyle Spink, Austin Shepard, Jay McMiller, Brennan Burke, and Preston Licata for coach Chad Mortimer. For the Pirates with Puama Westphalia, they start Ryan Smith, who's the junior, senior Mitch Krause, senior Blake Weber, sophomore Bryce Thielen, and sophomore Jimmy Lehman.
Jimmy Lehman.
That's got a ring.
No relation that you know of, though, right?
Not that I know of.
Oh, man, it hasn't changed your bias anyway.
Nope.
We'll be pulling for him to have a good game in the loss.
That's right.
That's what we'll be looking for. All right. And, Matt, any keys you got to today's game? I think I'll go real quick here because I think it's an easy one. After watching Monday's game, Hanover Horton's got to stay out of pile of trouble.
Well, that's
early in the first, early at the beginning, and then early in the first second half.
No, I think it's just, you got to knock shots down. I mean, it's just there's margin of error. I mean, you got to make plays. You know, you got to execute your offense. You know, you got to stay out of foul trouble. You got to commit. Make smart plays, smart fouls. Just there's so many things that go into this. But I think the number one thing is your stars have to come out. Licata, McMiller, they got to play well. They got to stay on the floor. They got to stay out of foul trouble. And like I said, these guys are all senior lineup. They're playing every game. They're playing like it could be their last. So I think that's the mindset right now.
All right, Matt. Well, we're just moments away from tip-off right now. We'll take a two-minute break on the pregame. We'll be back with the tip-off on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, online around the world, JacksonESPN.com.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, we are live. Springport High School Regional Final Action, the Hanover Horton Comet and the Puama Westphalia Pirates. I don't know. Can we shorten that to P-Dub?
P-W.
The P-Dub Pirates?
P-W.
We don't have to say Puama Westphalia all night long. 8 minutes around the clock. We're getting the introduction of the starters down on the floor. MHSAA basketball action for you. We will go to the NCAA tournament action following this game. Of course, Michigan's playing tonight. It's an 8:30 broadcast on News Talk 970 WKHM.
If Michigan wins, which I'm holding off, if Michigan wins, then I'm going to go in my bracket.
You got an update.
And I got an update. Because I got them beating Notre Dame.
You think they get Notre Dame?
I can't. I wouldn't pick Notre Dame for anything. You know me.
That's that, yeah. No matter Michigan State, whichever team you root for, we all hate Notre Dame.
Exactly.
I don't want to use the word hate, and I know we got a lot of Notre Dame fans.
Well, I always said my two favorite teams are Michigan and who's ever played Notre Dame. That's easy.
Well, I love the competitive fire because, there have been some very good Notre Dame teams, and their basketball program's not bad at all, really.
Their women's program is outstanding as well.
Yeah. So I look forward to just being able to watch that game, truly, and tomorrow's a huge day for me. Thursday, Friday, that first two rounds of the NCAA tournament this whole weekend, it's just my favorite sports time of the year.
I agree.
You add into that high school basketball, the Tigers are playing spring training. It's a great time to be a sports fan, especially in Michigan. Tonight, it's a great night to be a Hanover Horton fan. I remember from Monday, Matt, there was a very vocal Puama Westphalia crowd, too. They were very... very tough on the officiating.
Well, both teams travel well.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I made a comment probably about 20 minutes before we got to where we are now. I thought there'd be more people here, and they came. They were just running a little late because this place is packed.
Yes. Yep.
Capacity crowd here at Springport High School.
Standing room only. We got a great spot.
We're up here in the rafters.
Yeah, we got a great seat.
Bird's eye view of the whole game. Puama Westphalia is on the floor. Number 52, Jimmy Lehman. He goes about, I put him at about 6'3", 6'4". Probably about 220, 230. Big strong kid jumping against Kyle Spink in the middle. Kyle Spink no doubt has some springs.
Just a sophomore, Lehman.
Up in the air, it's tipped and recovered. Puama, P-Dub, Ryan Smith brings it up for the Pirates. Man-to-man defense from the Comets. A switch at the top on the screen. Driving a dish down in deep and a strong finish for Bryce Thielen. And Puama Westphalia up in front, 2-0, PW. Brennan Burke back at it for the Comets.
That was easy. Actually, I thought he traveled on it, but he got the ball, gathered himself, and took it up strong.
A lot of pressure on the ball handler. Shepard trying to feed Paquette on the low block. Stolen. Back the other way, Smith for the Pirates. He'll crossover dribble down to the elbow, picks up the dribble, kick out. That one goes to Jimmy Lehman. Lehman cross court, setting up for the drive. And now feeding the lane. On the cut, shot goes up, missed. Rebounded, Bryce Dalen. He's got four in the early going. It's 4-0 PW. And two quick buckets. Very patient offense for the Pirates.
Now, one thing they look to is they have outstanding football here. These kids look very athletic and strong. And that could be a factor right now in this game for Hannibal.
Austin Shepard dribbles into the paint. Kick out now, Kyle Spink, left wing at the top. Shepard, couple dribbles, pull up, knocked away. He gets it back, and he'll get out to Brendan Burke, who will set up the offense for the Comets. Nice job on the defensive end so far for the Pirates, pressuring everything. Knockaways, there's a little too much pressure. No, they're going to whistle Preston Laketta for an offensive
like
foul, trying to hold position at the high post.
I don't like that call at all. I watched it down there. I mean, the contact was going both ways. I think they called Laketta for a hook. Terrible call in this game.
6:24 to go, 4-0 Pirates of PW. And Smith will bring it up for the Pirates. And we got Blake Weaver. Weaver looking down the block. Jimmy Lehman has it stolen. Kyle Spink and Jay McMiller with his first touch in the early going here. At the top, picked up man-to-man. Bryce Dalen, he'll drive. Now feeds Brennan Burke on the cut. Couldn't quite handle the pass, and now it's tied up down in the paint.
Cuomo just contests everything. Anything, you know, in this game, Hanover looks like a little bit of a deer in headlights right now.
Jay McMiller inbound from the baseline. Gets into Burke. Gets a Shepard at the top, working deep left wing. Now finds McMiller. McMiller getting a screen, looking for Laketta high post. He'll pull up in the paint. Nice finish. Preston Laketta, a little jump hook. Gets Hanover Horton on the board. It's 4-2 Pirates with the ball. Ryan Smith at the top. He looks to drive all the way to the basket. And on the block attempt, Kyle Spink whistled for a foul. He wanted an offensive foul.
They thought he pushed off.
It's 4-2. Two early fouls here on Hanover Horton. That's going to send Ryan Smith to the stripe for the PW Pirates. And he hits from the free throw line. We saw Puamo kind of struggle late in their Monday night game to hit free throws in the clutch, Matt. That's something we'll keep an eye on if
we
get a little closer.
It's hard to say. I don't know what kind of free throw shooting team they've been all year. But
in and out and back in there for Ryan Smith, 6-2. The Pirates, Brennan Burke putting the pressure on the defense, drives into the lane. And on a hesitation, gets called for a travel. Back the other way. Early turnovers and fouls for Hanover Horton. Smith brings it up for Palamo. Hands off. Blake Weaver. Now it's across to Dalen. Now Jimmy Lehman out beyond the arc. Will give it to Ryan Smith. Top of the key. Smith puts it on the deck. Crossover dribble into the paint, all the way to the bucket. Smith can't finish. Rebounded. Laketta knocked away. Smith's got it back. He'll dribble out to reset.
Good patience.
Smith left all alone. He'll pull up the three, and that's short. Long rebound's going to come back out to Smith in the corner. Picked up by Kyle Spink. Smith with two offensive boards on this one. Now he'll skip it into the corner. Jimmy Lehman left wing. At the top is Mitch Krause. And now back into the corner, open look for three. And that one is again short, rebounded McMiller. That shot went up Blake Weaver. Jay McMiller back the other way. Deuce thinks about pulling up. Now he gets into the paint. He'll have to kick out. No, he'll get the shot up. And it goes off the back rim, rebounded by Smith and Plummel Westphalia.
Well, I'm watching the Plummel Westphalia is a lot more patient on offense. Hanover's. Yeah, that was a bad shot right there by Juice. I mean, I know you want the ball to end up in his hand, but that was a force. Not a good shot in this game.
Glad pass, Puamo. Nice defense, Licata, but a tough shot, and he hits Mitch Krause. Make it 8-2, Puamo. We get a timeout from the Hanover Horton bench. 30-second break. 8-2 our score on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. 8-2 the score early here. And Hanover Horton hasn't been able to get into rhythm on the offensive end. Struggling to find something that works. Pick up by Brennan Burke. Now he'll get to Licata at the elbow. He's doubled. Now he'll step back. Three-pointer, Licata short. Rebounded Lehman. Jimmy Lehman starts the other way. Kyle Spink went down to the rebound hard. He's holding his left elbow, not getting up. Now he'll get up and run back. Drive by Smith, looking to drop it off, and stolen by Licata. Hanover Horton with the ball back. Kyle Spink didn't make it up the floor. He takes the outlet. Brennan Burke down on the block, now out to Licata. Licata puts it on the deck. Backs up. Now he'll get out to Burke and step in, chop from the elbow.
Big
nice jumper, Brennan
shot.
Burke.
Big-time shot right there by Burke. Hanover's really not in a good flow right now. They're struggling.
8-4 there.
And they needed a basket right there, and Burke got it for him.
Kyle Spink stays in the game after looking like he hurt himself pretty bad previously.
Hanover's got a couple guys at the table right now.
Say he's still kind of holding his left arm. You got Gunnar Snyder set to check in. Trying to feed Jimmy Lehman in the post. Errant pass goes out of bounds. Hanover Horton will get the stop and a chance to cut into this four-point lead. Under 3 minutes to go now, first quarter, 8-4. PW Pirates out in front of Hanover Horton. And this could be a low-scoring affair, Matt. Both of these teams play very good defense. And I don't know. We'll see if Hanover Horton can get into some offensive flow. Tyler Dufferin into the contest. Gunnar Snyder as well. Austin Shepard, Preston Licata, and Jay McMiller for the Comets. McMiller brings it over the midline, calling out the play. He gets a screen from Licata at the top. Crossover dribble. Licata rolls. Feeds him down a low block.
Nice.
Great pass and finish. Preston Licata. He's got four in the early going.
That was a great catch, too. It was a great pass and great catch on that. Nice finish by Licata.
For Licata to be able to grab that and put it straight up like he did. Yeah, nice finish. Two-point lead for the Pirates. Ryan Smith finds an open guy in the corner. Travel. Now out to the wing, and he's going to take an extra step. You go Bryce Thalen out to Mitch Krause, who took an extra step on the drive. Hanover Horton ball with a chance to tie or go ahead.
And now a couple of Puamo Westphalia turnovers and a couple conversions for Hanover. Now it's kind of a new ball game.
And Jay McMiller sets up deep right wing. Now he'll dribble toward the middle, still near the midline. Over to Dufferin, left wing. Dufferin getting a lot of attention over there. Nice back cut. Shepard, double clutch on the jumper, missed it. Rebound's going to come back out to Shepard and on a steal attempt. A lot of contact there. Blake Weaver will get whistled for a foul against PW. Just their first team foul. Just two for Hanover Horton at this point. Officiating's been pretty steady here. I think letting them play to a good level here, Matt.
So far.
Austin Shepard at the top. Trying to get to Jay McMiller, left wing. He'll put it on the deck, pull up three. In and out. Dufferin up high to tap the rebound. They almost got it back. Now on the dribble, it's Logan Ensbaugh. He has it knocked away, but he'll get it back. Dribble up. Thought about taking a three-pointer at the top of the key. Now he has nowhere to go. Nearly stolen by Shepard into the corner for a three-pointer. And that's long. Offensive rebound tap. No good. Licata will come up with it. That was Logan Ensbaugh on the rebound and putback attempt for Puamo. Long three from Licata. Missed everything. Snyder chased it down. Stepped on the out-of-bound line. That'll be Puamo ball.
He doesn't want to look over at Coach Mortimer right now. And he's not. He's doing his best job of not looking over Coach Mortimer right now, because that was not a great shot.
Well, he might not have looked at him, but I know he heard what he heard. 8-6 still our score. Minute 13 to go. Puamo with a two-point advantage. PW Pirates with Ensbaugh brings it up. He dribble drive. Gets in deep, low block. He's getting bumped on the floor. And that whistle's going to go against Licata. So two early fouls for the big guy. And he'll have to go to the bench with 1:03 to go. First quarter, 8-6. That'll get Jared Van Kampen off the bench. And this is, you know, we would have seen Evan Harold already at this point. And just one for him?
Shows one, but I thought you got that offensive call.
And there's a score off the inbound, Plama Westphalia.
Thielen.
Make it 10-6.
Thielen, that's Thielen. Six early points for Thielen.
McMiller comes back on the attack. Nice cut, Dufferin, and tough finish. Big play, Tyler Dufferin for the Comets. 42 seconds to go, 10-8. Nice cut baseline by Tyler Dufferin, and a great job to pass it off for Jay McMiller. No easy finish, though, for Dufferin. He went up strong and puts it off the glass. Comets keen kind of off that offensive play, getting a little aggressive on defense. It results in a turnover. They started playing those passing lanes real well. Turnover, Puamo. Hanover Horton ball with 27.8 to go first quarter. Chance to tie it. It's 10-8. Pirates. And Van Kampen inbounds to McMiller.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that call early, we thought it was an offensive foul. Maybe it was 3 seconds.
Oh, maybe so. That'd be welcome for Hanover Horton, sure, no doubt. McMiller pulls up three. Hit on the release. No call. He goes to the floor. Rebound to Puamo. 8 seconds to go. Still 10-8. Missed defensive assignment. Wide open three. Missed it. Rebounded Ensbaugh. Blocked. Out of bounds. Buzzer will sound on the quarter. 10-8 is our score after one. Hanover Horton trails the PW Pirates. We'll take a 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
Now back to High School Hoops on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman after one. Our score is 10-8. Hanover Horton trails Puyallup Westphalia. And I think, you know, Hanover Horton still hasn't played their best ball yet here at the Springport Regional. I think they're due.
Right now, the Hanover Horton shot selection is awful, to be honest with you. It's not very good, you know. And you know, I think McMiller and Laketa both need to take better shots. I mean, the ball needs to end up in their hand. But I think they need to run a little bit more offense. They got to be a little bit more patient. They're not playing with a shot clock.
Exactly. There's no countdown here when you have to take a shot.
Plumwell's failure is discipline on both ends of the floor.
There's a tough shot off the baseline. Good defense by McMiller to stay planted. And it was on borderline getting an offensive foul call against that kid for lowering the shoulder. He missed the shot. It goes out of bounds. Hanover Horton gets a stop to start the second quarter. Brennan Burke will bring it up for the Comets. Dribbles right side into the corner. Van Kampen. He'll come out to Austin Shepard. Thought about a shot. Good defensive close out there. Now McMiller will drive in. Dribbles back out. Now drives back in all the way to the bucket. Scoop it and score it. There's the patient drive by Jay McMiller.
That's a good take right there.
And he got real deep and made himself an easy shot, and 10-10 is our score now. Ryan Smith drives in the other way back. Offensive foul.
Credit that to Coach Mortimer, because he's been in his ear on that last call that they wanted to push off on Spink when they called that foul on Spink, and he got it.
He just kind of puts his head down and barrels down there, and he's this time it was good, a combination of good defense, and like you said, Mortimer campaigning for that call.
He planted the seed.
So 7:16 to go. We're tied at 10. Hanover Horton's chance to take their first lead of the game. Brennan Burke dribbles up left side. Now he'll spin and move back to the middle. Wide open look for Van Kampen for three. Halfway down.
Look at that.
Gunnar Schneider battling for the rebound.
What they call it on?
It's going to go against Puamo. Nice.
That was all Gunnar Schneider right there.
Great effort. Stretched out to get a hand on the ball. And then when two Puamo defenders collapsed on him, he drew the foul. Now we're even at three fouls apiece. Jay McMiller will inbound. Preston Laketa still on the bench. The foul, we haven't cleared up the foul issue, whether he's got one or two. Inbound's going to go to Van Kampen. He'll hand off to McMiller, left wing. Looking for Snyder. Low block. Great box out and score. Nice pass and finish. Gunnar Snyder. 2 points, and Hanover Horton's in front now, 12-10.
That was a nice pass. That was nice everything right there. Great post play.
So much more patient offense out of the quarter break, and we got a timeout from the PW bench. 12-10 is our score. 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
out of the timeout. It'll be Paloma Westphalia ball. Hanover Hornet with their first lead, 12-10. All comments here so far in the second quarter. Jimmy Lehman back on the floor. Inbounds to Ryan Smith for the Pirates. Smith dribbles up left wing. Hands off. Mitch Krause. Krause back to Lehman. Krause open now for left wing three. Missed again. Three, Hanover Horton Comets to rebound and stolen away by Ensbaugh. He's not going to be able to hold on to it, and that's going to go out of bounds. Hanover Horton ball. Battle for the rebound. There were three Comets there, and Ensbaugh just kind of snuck in there to try to take that away, and couldn't quite hold on to it.
Plummel right now, we haven't watched him enough to play to see what kind of a three-point shooting team. But right now, they're not knocking shots down from the outside.
Well, I know I went down to watch their shoot around a little bit, and they didn't shoot anything but threes down there when I was down. Jay McMiller goes up for the three, knocked down again. That's the second time it's happened. This time he gets the whistle. He'll take three free throw attempts. Our score, 6:11 to go in the half. We got three free throw attempts pending here from Jay McMiller. First one is up, and it's in. Yeah, McMiller's a pretty good free throw shooter since we've seen him this year.
Solid all-around player.
Those points count the same as anything else, so if you can get yourself to the line. That's why Allen Iverson's always such a good scorer, Matt. That guy got to the free throw stripe and he was able to knock him down. McMiller misses the second one. I probably jinxed him on that.
I was just going to say, you jinxed him.
Third one is in. And the jinx is wiped clean. 14-10, Hanover Horton's got their biggest lead. With 6:09 to go in the half. Smith brings it up for Pawamo. Ryan Smith, still man-to-man defense, Hanover Horton. Smith, a lot of dribbling out there. Gets to Jimmy Lehman, left wing. Pump fake Lehman, dribbles in. Now he's back out to the three-point arc. Now to Ensbaugh at the top. Ensbaugh dribbles across to the left. Now he'll get step back a little bit. And now we're going to get a little drive there by Bryce Thalen. He's going to get a hand check call. It's going to go against
Gunner
Snyder. His first foul, team fourth. Ensbaugh to inbound. To Krause coming off the screen. Airballed the jump shot. Rebounded Snyder. Another stop. Hanover Horton. A chance to expand the lead. McMiller. Full speed here. Great dribble move. Gets into the free throw line. What a feed to Van Kampen on the cut. And he can't handle the pass. What a feed by McMiller. In and out of the hands of Van Kampen. Turnover for Hanover Horton. But it was very nearly. Sports Center play right there. McMiller's starting to feel his rhythm, and that's a good thing with Laketta on the bench now for quite a while for Hanover Horton. 5:22 to go in the half, 14-10, the Comets lead. Pawamo ball. It was Smith from the top. He'll get all the way down. And again, he jumped into the defender. That's the time the whistle's going to go against Van Kampen, but
you know,
Coach Mortimer's reacting the play. Reenactment over there. But, I mean, that Smith goes up. Created all the contact on that one, but if
to be honest with you, I thought that should have been play on.
Yeah, a non-whistle would have been satisfactory for me there as well. Smith misses the first free throw, and as they say on the playground, Matt,
the ball don't lie, brother.
5:13 to go, first half, 14-10 is our score. Smith shoots the free throw, missed them both. Rebounded McMiller, and he'll start the break for the Comets. Crossover dribble at the top, pull up at the elbow, missed it, and we need a whistle here against Hanover Horton. That's going to be
20. What do they call that on?
Van Kampen, his first.
Van Kampen, yep.
Team sixth. Kyle Spink back into the game. Left earlier with elbow soreness in the left elbow there. He went down hard on an offensive rebound attempt.
Good minutes from Snyder off the bench.
Still 14-10 our score. Hanover Horton with the four-point advantage. Pawamo Westphalia trying to cut into that now. Ensbaugh brings it up.
Both defensive kind of settled in here.
Logan drives in a little bit, dribbles back out and out of the top. It's Roderick Cross. He'll drive. Nice drive and finish. Didn't use the glass, but he scores it. 14-12 to score. Secondary break for the Comets, and Burke on the runout slips and falls. And we get a tie-up. That's going to be Hanover Horton ball. Burt got a little ahead of himself, tried to stop, and skidded. Hannover Horton thought it was going to be PW ball. Started to make their way down the other end. Now Jared Van Campen will pass in. He joins Kyle Spink, Austin Shepard, Brendan Burke, and Jay McMiller on the floor for Hannover Horton. Van Campen gets it into Spink, who dribble across the top, now gives to Austin Shepard. Shepard will hand to Burke. Burke dribbles left wing. Little traffic over there. Kyle Spink now has it deep left wing. He'll take a dribble down the baseline. Step move, missed the shot, tip, no good. Rebound McMiller, offensive rebound for Juice. He'll dribble back out to the three-point arc, pull up from the corner, and he hits! Big three, Jay McMiller. 17-12, five-point lead is Hannover Horton's largest so far. Ryan Smith back the other way here for Palamo.
He's a big-time player, McMiller.
Out to the left wing, a drive and a dish to Jimmy Lehman. Kyle Spink jumps on his head. That'll be a foul, but called on the ground. They'll call it on the shot. How can they be on the shot? He pump faked. He didn't go up in the air.
He was going up.
All right.
Well, it wouldn't matter. They're shooting anyway, so maybe it's
1-1. Maybe it's a 1-1. You're right, Matt. And he's got two shots.
I would have called it two shots.
Lehman knocks down the first. Is that a Lehman family trait? Good free throw shooting?
Yeah.
Matt's nephew at the free throw line. No relation, Jimmy Lehman from Pomona, Westphalia, with a free throw bucket there. Under 4 minutes to go, it's 17-13. Lehman hits the pair. Make it 17-14, 3:59 on the clock. You get a substitution. Snyder comes back in, this time giving Jared Van Campen a breather. I get Preston Laketa on the bench. We thought two early fouls, but the scores had him up with just one. We'll see where that goes the rest of the way. See if we can get clarification on how many fouls he does have. And Miller looking down to Gunnar Snyder, trying to lob it into the post. A little deep on the lob. Snyder wasn't ready for it. Out of bounds. Turnover, Hannover Horton. Tuomo looks to cut into that three-point lead. 3:42 to go first half. Ryan Smith brings it up for Palamo. Over to Garrett Treewaller. Waller now back to Smith. Nice cut and reverse layoff. Great feed. Bryce Thalen scores it on the assist from Smith. It's a one-point game, 17-16, Hannover Horton. Jay McMiller running the, calling out the plays. Snyder backing down in the block. And he'll get fouled down there on the interior pass. 15 foul against Palamo. Inbound coming from Jay McMiller. McMiller with Spink, Snyder, Burke, and Shepard. McMiller gets it into Burke in the corner. He'll dribble back out to the top with 3:15 to go. Burke pass to McMiller, right wing. He goes baseline, pull-up jumper, and he hits it. Big shot, Jay McMiller starting to feel his offense. Now 3 minutes to go in the half. It's a three-point Hannover Horton lead, 19-16.
I mean, in a game like this right now, it's kind of get out of his way. Let me do a little one-man offense, and it's working.
And Spa drives, now back out. He'll get to Smith, working at the top for Palamo. Smith now dribble, kick out, and that's an open look for three, airballed by Roderick Cross on the offensive rebound takeaway. Bryce Thalen scores, and we have a one-point game.
That's 10 points already for Thalen. This is a sophomore.
McMiller into the corner. Burke thinks about a three. Now a drive baseline. Double clutch. And he'll get fouled on the shot. Two free throws coming for Brendan Burke. 2:17 to go here in your first half on ESPN 101.9 FM. 1450 AM for the Collector Zone. County National Bank. American Title Company. Ajax Heating and Cooling. Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center. Brendan Burke at the stripe. And the first free throw is long. Missed it. 19-18. Hannover Horton with the one-point advantage. A couple substitutions from the Palamo bench. We'll get Jimmy Lehman and Mitch Krause back into the game.
Get some good minutes out of Roderick Cross.
Coach Mortimer is going to go to his bench, too, for his senior Vincent, as Burke misses the pair. Rebound chased down by Spink. Burke holds on to it, gets it out to McMiller to reset. Puts the ball on the deck. Dribble in, set back out for the three. He draws a foul. 17 fouls now against PW. That'll send Juice McMiller to the free throw stripe. Hanover Hort still clutching to that one-point lead. 2:10 to go first half, 19-18. Matt, even with two fouls, do you stay with Blaquette on the bench as long as you can? Or?
No, you're buying time right now. He's been, you know, to be honest with you, he's been a little bit of a foul magnet. So I think you're, I don't know if Coach Mortimer trusts him to go back in the game. Because I think he feels like he's got a tendency to, and then, you know, some of them are, they're not good fouls.
Right.
You know, so when you don't have that trust, he's going to leave him on the bench. You know, especially right now, he's got a 20-18 lead.
McMiller hits the first free throw. And the second free throw makes it 21-18, Hanover Horton. Pirates come back. Logan Emsva. He's picked up by Austin Shepard. Steal up by Tyler Dufferin playing the passing lane. Behind the back, loses it. Now back to Shepard. Never mind, Vincent's got it, and he'll score it. Wild play there. Seth Vincent gets rewarded for hustling down on the fast break.
Going in for that layup. Dufferin tried to spin it around his back to avoid the defender. Lost it. Regathered it. And ended up making a play out of it. Here we go again.
On the other end here, a drive by Roderick Cross. And we're going to reach in foul against Dufferin. That'll send Cross to the line for 1-1. Nope, making him 2. Thanks to Hanover Horton Schools for joining us on the broadcast tonight. Supporting their kids. Another playoff run. Chance at a regional final here. 23-19 is our score after the free throw by Cross. He can cut the lead back to 3 with another successful attempt, and he does so. 23-20, 1:34 to go first half. Hanover Horton with a 3-point advantage. Jay McMiller puts a finger in the air, setting up the play. Austin Shepard now deep right wing. Crossover dribble. He'll go to the free throw. Straight picks up. Looking for somewhere to go with it. Nowhere to go. He's going to get a 5-second call. And he does. .119 to go. Turnover. Austin Shepard. And it'll be Hanover Horton back on the defense.
I actually thought it was a late call. I thought it was 5 seconds.
Could have called it earlier. Ensma will bring it up for the Pirates. Trailing by 3. Austin Shepard picks him up. Top of the key now to Kraus in the middle. Jimmy Lehman at the free throw line. He'll back his way down to the block. Missed the shot. Rebound to Dufferin. Puts it on the deck. Looks to run right away. Gives off to McMiller. McMiller looking up the floor. Nothing there. Thought about pulling. Now he'll drive. Now pull up on the drive. Missed the shot, but that'll get him 2 shots at the stripe. McMiller does a great job of keeping that defender off balance. And when he decides to shoot, not much you can do, but maybe end up with some contact.
That's why we saw in the districts, we saw some of the way teams that had played them multiple times throughout the year defended him. You know, we were face guarding him, you know, we should center to that. We saw Hanover do that.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was face guarding him and said, you know, try to make somebody else beat us. And Palmo's, you know, this is a team that I don't see doing that. They feel like they're going to try to match up.
Sure. Another pair of free throws for McMiller. 25-20 is our score under a minute to go in the half. Ensma brings it up for the Pirates. Starts dribble left, now back to the middle. Now he'll get a drive going. Passes off to Thalen. Thalen across to Cross. Roderick takes a couple jab steps. Now he'll put it on the floor. Opposite wing, Jimmy Lehman. Pass back out to Cross. Cross looks to drive behind the back and dribbles back out. Good job by the Hanover Horton defense to stop any dribble penetration. Guama will settle down here for one.
Yep.
19 seconds. Cross back out near midcourt. Tyler Dufferin's matched up on him. Now on a handoff to Ensma. Shepard almost stole it. Ensma's going to look to drive. He loses off his foot. Out of bounds. Last touch, Palamo. Hanover Horton has one chance at it here with 5.7 on the clock.
You're going to bring Licata back. Give him another shooter.
They got him in just in time to get him substituted in. Dufferin goes to the bench. They're pressing Laqueta on. Now they're gonna keep Dufferin in and get Vincent off the floor.
Well, if anything, they have to honor Laqueta, so
right.
Spreads the floor.
Full court pressure by Pauwamo. Tough inbound to McMiller. He handles it well. Brings it up the floor. 2 seconds, 1 second long. Three, McMiller short. Missed everything on that one. 25-20 will be our first half score. Hanover Horton, after trailing at the end of one, comes back and holds on to a lead for most of the second quarter.
That was a 17-10 quarter for the Comets to put them in the lead by five.
A lot of credit to McMiller for hitting some big shots on that one. And Gunnar Snyder did a great job in relief of Preston Laqueta with foul trouble on the bench. We got a final score from the UD Jesuit Detroit Western game, 47-39. Taking a look at our out-of-town scoreboard. I believe that's Class A, Matt. I'm not sure.
Better check your bracket there, big guy.
I have to double check. Anyway, on the game tonight for Spring Arbor Lumber and Home Center, Able Heating and Cooling, OmniSource, Lomar Machine and Tool, Blair's Car Care, the Protection Center. Thanks to our sponsors for being along. Let's get a little bit from them. 4 minute break here on the halftime. 25-20 is our score. Hanover Horton leads the Pauwama Westphalia Pirates on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, and online around the world at jacksonespn.com.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman coming to you live. Springport High School regional final game. Hanover Horton Comets, Pauwama Westphalia Pirates. Hanover Horton with a 25-20 advantage. Matt, what was the score in that second quarter?
Well, Hanover outscored Pauwama Westphalia 17-10 to take a 2-point first quarter deficit, make it a 5-point halftime lead.
What do we got for numbers for the Comets?
Well, Jay McMiller's the story right now. He's got 13 of Hanover's 25 points, and really, it's tough out there. Both teams, two outstanding defensive teams. Laqueta picked up two fouls, so he's out of the game right now. So Hanover put the offense on McMiller's shoulders, and he's responded.
Yeah, he was successful there. Certainly in the second quarter, he kind of lit up a little bit. And once he's got that momentum going, it's tough to slow him down.
Laqueta had four. And then, Duffin, two. Gunnar Snyder, two. Steph Vincent, two. Brendan Burke, two. Really, not a lot of contribution outside of McMiller.
We still have a little conjecture about whether Laqueta had one or two fouls. I'm going to just go ahead and go with two fouls because I trust the Hanover Horton bench to know that, and that's why he didn't go back into the game.
My trusty source said two, so.
Yeah.
But the scoreboard said one, so that's why we were kind of questioning whether it was. So.
Yep. So out-of-town scoreboard, again, the final score in Class A, UD Jesuit 47, Detroit Western 39. And Onstad with a 5-point lead at the half over River Rouge.
Did you see what
28-23?
Did you see what Austin Davis did Monday night?
Oh yeah,
46 points, 23 rebounds, and 9 blocks is what I saw on one post.
Oh yeah, yeah, that guy.
That's a season for most guys. Coach, I mean, Captain Steve, that it wasn't a season for you, was it?
Pretty close, if I'm being honest. If I'm being humble, yeah, I think that's pretty close.
No, but. So I hope, I'll tell you, it's got to be a big thrill for Onstad. I hope they make a run deep in the tournament, Class B.
They got a chance to keep it going tonight with the regional championship, and we'll continue to bring you those scores as we get them in. Again, we're waiting for the winner of a Detroit Loyola Riverview Gabriel Richard game to see who's going to go to Tecumseh. You said that's a 7:30 start tonight, Matt, or 7 o'clock?
7:30.
So
we probably won't.
It'll be tough for us to get any final on that. Maybe an early score. We ought to be done by then. But right now, Pauwama Westphalia, Hanover Horton, 25-20. 2 minute break. We'll come back with the second half on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to high school basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Hanover Horton Comets with a 5-point lead. We'll put 8 minutes on the clock. We got another half of basketball to play. Hanover Horton comes to the floor with their starting lineup. And it looks like Pauwama Westphalia will do the same. And PW will start with the ball for the half. Ryan Smith will take the inbound. There's a whistle, and we're underway.
You know, I don't think really adjustment-wise, there's a lot of adjustments here. I don't think there is. I think both teams are both solid on defense. Who makes the most plays?
And really, maybe who makes the most shots? Because Paloma West Valley got a lot of open three-point looks. So they get one now, and this time it goes down for Jimmy Lehman. They didn't make a lot of threes in that first half, but they start things out here with a three-point hit. It's 25-23, Amber Horton's lead down to two. I think if Cuomo's making threes, it's going to be tough to stop them because they got a lot of open looks, Matt, in the first half. They just didn't finish them. Kyle Spink working left wing deep for Amber Horton. He'll give to Burke at the top. Brandon Burke now to Laketta. High post. He'll turn around and drive. An easy bucket and drive for Laketta, and that's why they need him to stay on the floor.
Exactly.
Yeah, that guy can score points.
That's why he has got to stay on the floor. You can't consider it any better, Captain Steve.
27-23. Hanover Horton sets up on the defense, man-to-man. Shepard working against Smith. Lob pass into the post, and that's going to go to Thalen. No finish down there. Rebounded Lehman, and he'll put it up off the glass and in. Preston Laketta cognizant of not committing a foul on that play. Led to a bucket on the easy rebound there for Palamo. Into the corner, Burke wide open. Pump fakes, drives all the way to the bucket. Hanover Horton's got two layups in the early going here. In the second half, 29-25, they lead by four.
Good start for the Comets. Good start for both teams, actually.
Yeah, Palamo's had, they both scored both times down the floor. Smith now working from the left wing. He'll hand off to, what's the guy's name? Krause across the top. Krause goes into the corner. Now he dribbles to the top, replaced by Ryan Smith there, right wing. Smith will put it on the deck and drive against Laketta.
Nice finish.
Tough finish at the bucket. Yeah, scoops it, scores it. Laketta trying not to commit a foul. 29-27.
And you know what? They're going at him, which I think that's a great move by Coach Cole.
Burke at the top. He'll give to Laketta, deep left wing. Laketta now to Spink at the top. Reverse it to Burke. And now we're going to get offensive foul against Laketta away from the ball. Tied up.
Yeah, you know, he made a cut to the basket. And he didn't have the ball. But Cuomo stepped in. It's like they took a charge off of that.
Yeah.
It was a great, great defensive play by Cuomo.
Smith will drive, kick. Weber thinks about a shot now. He'll put it on the deck. He comes back out. Jimmy Lehman at the top, deep near that middle circle. Now to Krause. Krause skip pass over to Thalen. He pump fakes. Now he'll dribble drive into the corner. Lehman open for three, and he'll hit that one. Lehman finding his stroke from the three-point arc. Cuomo with a one-point advantage, 30-29.
Maybe he is related.
Burke on the drive, his defender fell down. Yep. He has it knocked away. It'll stay Comets ball, trailing by one. Third quarter, 5:04 to go. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman. Now we get a buzzer there. Quick substitution for Hanover Horton. Laketta's going to have to go back to the bench with three fouls. And Gunnar Snyder into the game. McMiller tries that pass in off the defender's back that he did on Monday. Didn't quite jump back into his hand on that one. It goes out of bounds. Miller with the long inbound pass to Burke from the baseline out to the top of the key. Burke puts on the deck. Now Kyle Spink left wing. McMiller coming to get it. Takes the handoff. He's deep left wing. Gets a screen from Snyder. Dribbles in. Nifty pass, Kyle Spink.
Nice pass. Nice finish.
Spink finishes close to the rim. Thought about a dunk, but he just wanted to make sure he made it. Puts Hanover Horton back on top, 31-30. Ryan Smith dribbled down against some penetration. Kick out to wide open Jimmy Lehman for three. He missed that one. Follows it, though, and he'll get the rebound and the putback. Jimmy Lehman.
What a start for Lehman.
8 points in the quarter.
10 points in the quarter.
10? Where did I miss that one?
He had the putback.
Anyway, double team on Brennan Burke. Got to find somebody open. Gets into the elbow. Now look how it got to Snyder. We'll get him whistle for a travel on Burke. End of a Horton turnover. Trailing by one.
Little momentum switch here.
It's a game of runs, and this one is Cuomo's. Hannover Horton's got to set the tie with Luquette on the bench again. In foul trouble, McMiller picking up Kraus just over the midline. A lot of pressure from McMiller. Kraus on the give and go, cuts down, missed it. Big rebound, Kyle Spink went up high. Got up above the rim on that one, and we get a rebound for Hannover Horton. McMiller bring it back. Comets trail by one, 32-31, 3:49 to go in the third. McMiller to Burke right wing. Burke gets a screen from Spink. Now he'll dribble across Shepard on the drive. Missed the finger roll. That's rebounded by Blake Weber. Cuomo back up the floor into the corner. Thalen goes to drive. Spin move. He lost it. Snyder went down. Now Thalen open in the corner for three. Missed it. Spink another rebound. And Burke will get the drive started up the right sideline.
Good transition defense, though.
Burke has it knocked away. Loose ball in the corner. Cuomo comes up with it.
Yeah, they had five guys back. Hannover pushed that 2-on-5 right there. Got it knocked away and a turnover.
32-31. Cuomo with the lead and the ball. Smith gets the call from the bench. Smith about a 5'10 guard for Cuomo. Strong kid. And on the dribble drive, gets some contact from Austin Shepard. And that's going to go against Hannover Horton, their second team foul in the half. Weber will inbound behind the Cuomo basket. He has to throw it deep to Jimmy Lehman. Just gets it in under the 5-second call. Austin Shepard chases the ball handler all the way out there. Jared Van Kampen in the game now. Checks Jimmy Lehman. Now he'll hand off to Smith. Smith on the dribble drive. Now he dribbles back out. There's a look for Kraus at the top for three. In and out. Rebound tapped away by Jimmy Lehman. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Hannover Horton ball. .239 left in the third. Comets trail by one. They've got the ball. Jay McMiller will make his way over midcourt.
I don't think McMiller's taken a shot so far in this quarter. But he sure has done a nice job of distributing the ball.
McMiller down trying to post up. Nice cut by Dufferin. Went up and tried to find Van Kampen on the cut. And pass was too hot to handle out of bounds. Ball back to Cuomo. Two turnovers in this half here for Hannover Horton. Still trailing by one. Smith to Thalen. Now Smith open look for three, and he'll miss that.
Has it down?
Wide, chased down his rebound.
It's a couple rebounds that they've gotten off missed three-pointers following their shot.
Smith drives into the elbow. Now kick out to Weber. Weber back to Smith, and they'll reset for Cuomo. Very patient offense for the Pirates. Weber in the left wing. Dufferin, active hands, almost steals it. Dives on the floor, but at least an open shot for Weber. Missed it. Rebound tapped along by Kraus, and Smith will end up with it. Looks to drive against Shepard.
Thought he got away with a double dribble.
Shepard called for a foul. Looked like he beat him to the spot.
Hunter Zeman coming in.
Shepard got two fouls, according to the scoreboard, which hasn't always been our best friend here. Kraus will inbound to Smith. Smith reversed the dribble, blocked by Snyder, and they're going to get a whistle for a foul. That's 14 fouls now for Hannover Horton with a minute 36 to go in the third period. Ball spent a lot of time down here, Palma Westphalia end on this possession. Sent Weber to the stripe with a one-point Palma lead, and he hit the free throw. I don't have the scoring draw for both teams, really.
First points of the game for Weber.
Slew of substitutions coming from the Pirates bench. Preston Laketta up off the bench, and he'll get into the action. Weber shoots from the stripe again and hits, making a three-point Cuomo Westphalia advantage.
Yep.
34-31.
Goes without saying right here with Laketta coming back in the game. He has got a He's got to play solid defense, but he's got to be smart.
Hunter Zeman on the floor now for the Comets as well, with Jared Van Kampen, Gunnar Snyder, Jay McMillan, and Preston Laketa. They go right to Laketa on the low block, knocked away. Palamo gets the turnover, take it the other way. Weber now in the corner, wide open, three-point attempt, missed it. Garrett Treewaller chased down the rebound, out of bounds, last touch, Pirates. It'll be Comet ball. Minute 16 to go here in our third quarter. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, WIBM Jackson, as we roll to 7 o'clock, just minutes away. Screen Laketa for McMillan. Now he'll drive baseline, pull up on the baseline. He draws a whistle.
Back to the foul line. Had a good night there, too.
It's the first Pauama Westphalia foul of the quarter. McMillan's had a nice night at the stripe for sure. That'll be the first foul against Garrett Treewaller. And McMillan missed it. Miller missed them both. Kyle Spink grabs the rebound, tapped out to Van Kampen. Hannibal Horton getting a second chance of this trip down the floor. Screen from Snyder for McMillan. Doesn't use it. Dribbles to the middle. Now he'll pull up the three, and he missed that one off the front rim. Rebounded Palamo. Roderick Cross brings it up the floor. Now Ryan Smith's got it. All alone. Nobody picking him up. Now McMillan will walk out to check him. 40 seconds. Palamo taking their time on this possession. They've got a three-point lead.
A little time.
McMillan going for a steal. Big reach in. Obvious foul.
That's 16 fouls on Hannibal Horton, too. Which could not bode well for that fourth quarter. Because the next foul and every foul after that will be free throws. 6-1.
They haven't changed it on the scoreboard here, Matt. It still says 5-1. Phelan will inbound. Smith's got it deep in the backcourt. Brennan Burke waits for him as he'll cross the midline. 23 seconds. Now into the front court here. 15 seconds on the clock. Palamo holding for one shot to end the third quarter. They lead 34-31. Smith, crossover dribble, drive all the way to the basket. And a tough shot. How'd he make that? Circus, 3 seconds. Zeman up the floor. Way ahead to Spink. Puts it off the... He gets the shot at the buzzer!
Buzzer beater.
Spink with the buzzer beater. Steal a little momentum back for the Comets after a nice play by Smith on the other end. I thought the time was going to run out. I mean, it had plenty of time. 36-33 is our score. After three.
That was more of an overhead pass for a basket than a shot.
One quarter to go. Comets trail by a three. 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM. Jackson Sports Authority.
Put 8 minutes back on the clock. Final quarter for the Hannibal Horton Comets, trailing by three in their bid to win another regional championship. Comets come out of the break here with Brennan Burke, Kyle Spink, Preston Laketa, Austin Shepard, and Jay McMillan. It's the starting lineup for the Comets. Inbound goes to Brennan Burke. Hannibal Horton with a chance to cut into this three-point lead to start the quarter. Spink to Laketa at the top of the key. Laketa takes a couple dribbles. Now pull-up three, and he hits it. Huge shot. Preston Laketa, we're tied at 36.
That's why he needs to stay on the floor. How many times
exactly
did you say that?
Why.
Kid's a gifted offensive player.
Ryan Smith comes right back, aggressive for Palamo, looking to drive. He'll get all the way down. This time his shot's knocked away, and he'll actually touch it last. That's Hannibal Horton ball. A little momentum for the Comets after the big shot to end the third quarter by Kyle Spink. They come out and hit the three with Laketa, and now they got a chance to take the lead again. Brennan Burt over the midline. He'll attack the rim. Nice drive! Double clutch layup, Brennan Burke, and he gets the harm to chance for the old-fashioned three-point play, Brennan Burke.
I'll tell you what, this game has the makings for a classic here in this fourth quarter. Both teams are making runs back and forth.
Brennan Burke goes to the stripe. He missed a pair early on. No such luck this time. It's through for Brennan Burke. 39-36, Hanover Horton comes out with a quick 6-0 run to start the fourth quarter.
7 big points for Brennan Burke in this game.
Mr. Consistency for Hanover Horton. At the top, Krause for Palamo. Now Jimmy Lehman left wing. He hit a couple big threes in the third quarter. Now he dribbles to the top. Looking to get it back to Ryan Smith. Almost knocked away by Shepard. Smith settles in, caught the switch. Kyle Spinks on him. They switch back real quick to get Austin Shepard back matched up on Ryan Smith. The strong, quick guard for Palamo. Phelan now with the ball. Now it goes to Weaver, right wing. Three-point shot, short. Long rebound comes out to Burke, and Hanover Horton turns to run. 3-on-2 break. Gibson McMiller. Scoring and draw a foul. Jay McMiller. Hanover Horton seizing momentum here on the fast break.
8-0 run here, a minute and a half is huge. Took a 3-point deficit, now a 5-point lead, looking to make it 6.
6:32 to go in this game. Weaver head to the bench. Ennisbaugh comes in for Palamo Westphalia. Starting to like saying Palamo now, Matt.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to miss it. Like, I'm going to go home and be saying Palamo myself all night. There's a free throw shot from McMiller. It's a 6-point Hanover Horton lead. Huge 9-0 run to start the fourth quarter for the Comets. Palamo back on the attack. Ryan Smith dribbles to the left wing. Now back across the top to the right wing. Jimmy Lehman. Deep right wing. Thought about a 3 now. Dribble in, a handoff to Krause. Nice back cut. Phelan and scored at the rim. And on the inbound, Smith steals the inbound pass. Palamo Westphalia with a bucket and now a turnover. At least just 4. They can cut it even closer. Krause will drive. Now kicks out. 3-point shot is long. Rebounded by Laketta. Ennisbaugh missed that one. Hanover Horton will recover here with a 4-point advantage. 42-38. 5:52 left on the clock. Jamie Miller sets up at the top. Now go right wing to Brennan Burke. Looking to feed Laketta down on the block. They get it to him. Now he'll face up. Pull up jumper. Hits it. Smoothest jumper in the county. Preston Laketta with a big shot coming out. That's why he needs to stay on the floor, Matt. Ryan Smith sets up the offense for Palamo. Trailing by 6. Jimmy Lehman gets a cut from Krause down low. Strong bucket. Oh, he missed the shot. Draws a foul.
That went around a couple times. Would not fall. Who'd they call that on?
Looks like it's going to go against Shepard, I think. No, that'll go against Burke. And Burke getting an explanation from the official because I think he thought he was set. Krause will go to the strike. And he puts that one up short. Second free throw attempt coming for Krause. 44-38 our score. Palamo Westphalia at the stripe. And he'll hit the second free throw. Cuts the lead to 5. Hanover Horton with the ball. Getting some pressure now. Full court. Ryan Smith will pressure Burke. Now they'll try to trap. And a little too close on the contact there. Burke draws a whistle. And that's team foul number 5 against Palamo. Maybe that is only that scoreboard operator is getting them up there quickly. Inbound to Austin Shepard, turns into a break for Hanover down deep. Burke puts it up off the glass and score it. 46-39, make it 7 points.
That was a great sideline out of bounds play by Hanover Horton. They got him in a 2-on-1 situation for an easy layup.
Phelan cuts baseline, gets the pass, and nice finish down in the paint for the Pirates. Phelan having himself a nice day. They continue with the pressure. Burke breaks it, but he goes to the deck, and he's going to draw a foul on that. The Palamo Westphalia fans don't like it, but anytime you're slapping at the ball like that, you're putting yourself up for a potential reach-in foul call. And they didn't. All they did update the fouls on the scoreboard there. So it's 16 fouls for Hanover Horton, 5 for Palamo Westphalia. If you're keep track at home. 4:46 on the clock, fourth quarter. Hannibal Horton with a 5-point advantage in the ball. Brendan Burke will get to Austin Shepard, left wing. Now he'll drive all the way to the hoop, scoop and score off the glass. Big drive, Austin Shepard. Hannibal Horton coming up with big play after big play here in the fourth quarter. After trailing by three at the end of three, they're up by seven here in the fourth. Ryan Smith gives to Thielen. Now back to Smith. Smith open for three, and he'll hit that one. Big shot, Ryan Smith for Pawamo. Westphalia will take a timeout on the make. 48-44 with 4:16 to go. 30-second break on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM.
You're listening to High School Basketball on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, Hannibal Horton Comets lead the Pawamo Westphalia Pirates 48-44 after a three-point shot by Ryan Smith. Hannibal Horton with the ball. Kyle Spink, Tyler Dufferin, Jay McMiller, Austin Shepard, and Preston Laketta, the lineup for the Comets. Preston Laketta comes to accept the inbounds pass. He'll hand off to McMiller here in the backcourt. McMiller works his way toward center court. Now over the midline near the circle. Left wing, Austin Shepard. He drove from there and scored last time. He'll try to do it again. This time pick up, pulls up a jumper. Thought he got hit on the arm on the shot. No call. Rebound to Pawamo. PW Pirates come up. Ryan Smith sets up right wing.
Both teams have done a nice job of taking punches from each other.
There's a drive from Smith.
Whether you like it or not, they called it all night, and that was an easy call right there.
Yeah, that was a reaching foul against Shepard.
Bonus on.
And that's your 1-1 bonus now for the Pirates rest of the way. 3:48 to go.
Now, Smith, we watched him the other night. He struggled from the free throw line. He missed a couple early free throws, too. See what happens.
That one is off, way off right side. Long rebound, rebounded by McMiller, and he'll come right up the floor down the gut to Dufferin, up and under, and score it. When McMiller drives to the middle of the floor, those Hannibal Horton wings are just crashing that baseline, and he finds them often. Tyler Dufferin, nice job to finish. 50-44, it's a six-point Hannibal Horton lead. 3:25 to go, fourth quarter. There's an open look for Krause for three. Missed it.
Well, I thought
rebound
he got hit
to Shepard.
I think McMiller got a break right there. I think he got hit on that.
McMiller coming up court, working at the top of the key. He'll cross over into the lane, all the way to the bucket. Finger roll, missed. Rebound to Dufferin. Hannibal Horton with another possession. Huge rebound, Tyler Dufferin. Hands off to McMiller. McMiller getting pressured. Smith. And we get a timeout from the Hannibal Horton bench.
They're counting. He saved McMiller from a 5-second call right there. Coach Mortimer did.
And we got a full timeout. We'll take a 1-minute break here on ESPN 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, 50-44. Hannibal Horton leads.
High school basketball is on ESPN Radio 101.9 FM, 1450 AM, Jackson Sports Authority.
Out of the timeout, inbound goes to Jay McMiller. He's trapped near midcourt. Gets it away to Brendan Burke, and he'll attack. Stops at the free throw line, has to get back out to Tyler Dufferin. Dufferin's going to get trapped at the top. Now he looks to Brendan Burke. He's hit as he tries to pass it. That's going to be team foul number six against Pawamo. And it'll be Hannibal Horton ball.
I actually thought they're going to call a double dribble. Good call.
Yeah, he got hacked on that pass attempt. Pawamo being very aggressive against the ball handlers now, looking to trap everybody on the backcourt. Dufferin, nobody to inbound to. He's got to get in quick. McMiller gets it. He sends everybody away. He'll drive right on Thielen. Pull up at the free throw line for McMiller. In and out. Rebounded Smith. Smith back up the floor. Spin move. Holds on now. He'll shoot a three. Missed it badly. Rebounded Dufferin. Dufferin gets to McMiller. Yeah. 2:20 to go. 50-44. Still our score. Hannibal Horton with a six-point lead.
Hey, McMiller's probably the best player on the floor. But that last shot he took, a 15, 16-footer, 2 minutes left, up six. It's not a good shot. And we talk about, you want to take a layup. You want to run some time.
McMiller near midcourt. All the way to the bucket. Missed the lefty layup, but backs it away and gets his own rebound. Got himself deep into the basket. I don't think he should have gone glass, but he tried to lay it over the front of the rim with his left hand, missed it. But they run some more time off the clock. Hannah Horton with another possession here. 50-44, they lead. Great screen and roll to Laketta, and he finishes easily at the bucket. 52-44, minute 38 to go. Ryan Smith and Puwama trailing by eight.
That could be the dagger right there.
Huge shot, Laketta. That's why he needs to stay on the floor. Smith has it knocked away, loses it. It's going to roll back near midcourt. He'll pick it up. Kyle Spink tries to chase it down and slides. Soccer-style tackle by Spink. Just lost his footing and slid right under Smith's legs. Yep. And I'd be fortunate if everybody's okay. You see Spink still kind of clutching that left elbow a little bit. 1:23 to go. It's still an eight-point Hanover Horton advantage. Duffin will come out for Hunter Zeman and Austin Shepard. Spink will also go to the bench. With Smith at the free throw line, it's a one-on-one situation. And that's through. Smith struggled at the line so far, but he hits that one, 52-45. And the second one rattles its way down. Lead back to six. Laketta takes it out, inbounds to Burke. Burke gives to McMiller. Get that trap set up by Puwama. Great pass, McMiller, off to Shepard, all alone, he missed it!
Oh my gosh, he was point blank. Oh, they got a break though.
Oh, they got a break. Austin Shepard standing by himself. Short armed it. Who hasn't done that though, Matt? I think at one point or another, if you play basketball, you know exactly what he did.
Called too easy.
Yep. McMiller will inbound from the baseline.
It's like that 1 foot putt.
Yep. Gets it in to Dufferin. Had to throw it deep. He's trapped, knocked away. McMiller comes out to get it. We get a foul against Puwama. And that'll be the 1-1 bonus for Hannover Horton. Dufferin will go to the stripe. Dufferin's played some big minutes for Hannover Horton tonight. He's done a good job on the floor for them.
He's been an unsung hero for those guys tonight.
And that's one of the things that we've enjoyed about Hannover Horton is where they get those extra contributions from. Dufferin hits the first free throw. Huge shot for Tyler. 109 to go in this contest, 53-46. Hannover Horton holding on to that advantage. And he hits them both. Big trip to the stripe for the Comets.
Big time free throws right there, buddy.
8-point lead with 106 to go. Ryan Smith dribbles into the front court for Puwama. Hands off to Weber. Now to Thalen. Back to Weber. He's going to pull the three-pointer. That's long. Long rebound comes back out to Weber. He'll give to Kraus right wing. Back to Jimmy Lehman. Pump fakes, now drives. Picks up his dribble. There's Weber all alone for another three. This time he missed again. McMiller taps the rebound. Dufferin pulls it down and gets the foul. Dufferin's got another free throw trip in his future. 42.3, it's 54-46. Hanover Horton holds on to this lead. We'll be talking to you again on Tuesday at 7 o'clock from Tecumseh. But don't count your chickens before they hatch, Matt. What's your favorite saying at this juncture of the game with 42.3? Dufferin at the stripe and he hits.
Make your free throws.
Tyler Dufferin also abides by that saying. He's done a good job at the line here in the late part of this game. Dufferin knocks down another pair. 10-point Hannover Horton lead.
40 seconds left. Onstead is tied at 44 in that game.
Puwama Westphalia. Ryan Smith dribbles over the center line. They call a timeout. He pulls a three-pointer, and he hits it, but it won't count. Steph Curry range right there. Let's keep it here on the timeout for our fine sponsors, OmniSource, Frosty King, and Hannover Horton. Man, it's turning into Frosty King season right about now if you take away that wind that we had out there today. The wind was blowing so hard, I was starting to wonder if it was going to be a factor in this game.
I opened the doors coming into Springport, and Well, they had a sign there that was a warning: be careful opening the doors.
Oh, wow.
For good reason. Because it about took the doors off the hinges.
High wind warning in effect till 10 o'clock tonight. OmniSource, Lomar Machine and Tool, Penn Chiropractic Center, Ajax Heating and Cooling. We have these had these sponsors all year long. We really appreciate them supporting high school athletics. And we, Hanover Horton Schools, on supporting their boys. And they're looking to add one more game to their resume. Holding on to a 10-point lead now with 40-2. Smart plays. I'm sure they heard a lot of that out of Coach Mortimer in that timeout. Back onto the floor. Tyler Dufferin, Austin Shepard, Kyle Spink, Preston Laketa, and Jay McMiller. Brian Smith for Paloma takes the inbound. Jimmy Lehman, right wing, can't find some room.
Good defense.
Krause will pull up a three. Missed it bad. Lehman on the rebound, put back. Blocked by Spink, but he'll draw a foul. A chance for Paloma to put some points up without any more time coming off the clock. 28.5, starting to look dire. 56-46. Jimmy Lehman steps up to the stripe. And he hits. Lehman's got a nice stroke. Just a sophomore for Paloma. They've got a nice looking core of kids that'll be coming back.
He's at 11. He's at 11 of his 13 here in the second half.
And he missed that one. Rebounded Dufferin on the run out. Picks up the dribble. He'll go back to McMiller. McMiller will hustle over the stripe. Reach in, foul Thalen, and that will get Jay McMiller back to the free throw line.
We're going to Tecumseh on Tuesday night,
big
guy.
That's what it's looking like. Start making our travel plans.
Is that a 7:30 game?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock game.
You want to ride out together, Matt? It'd be the first time we've ridden together to
good.
A this year. Save you some gas money. 56-47, again, a 9-point Hanover Horton lead. 21.4 still to go in this one. Hanover Horton will back away from the rebounds here. McMiller shoots the free throw and missed it. Rebounded Paloma. 20 seconds, 56-47. Roderick Cross brings it up for the Pirates. Dribble into the paint, pulls up, and he'll make that. 10 seconds to go, 56-49. McMiller goes down the floor to Laketa. Breakaway, he'll lay it up and score it. 3 seconds to go, 58-49. Looks like it'll be our final. Final heave from Jimmy Lehman. Missed everything. We're going to Tecumseh. Hanover Horton's going with us. 58-49, your final. The Hanover Horton Comets. Another regional championship trophy for the case back at Hanover Horton High School. John Denny in the game and the gang. Kim Travis. Coach Mortimer's got his name on a lot of hardware in that trophy case. Big games tonight for Preston Laketa. But again, I think the story of this regional for Hanover Horton has been the supporting cast stepping up and contributing.